You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And could they have used it? Seattle got up like 9-0 in their game immediately. Royals got down 3-0 and were unable to overcome it. Setting aside the things we've already said about this team, Gold, which is you and I are impressed about the fact that they are still playing meaningful games on September 8th, considering the fact that they are without their number one starter for the entire year, 50% of the season for Chris Bubich, two IL stints from Lugo, now Bobby Wood Jr. is out for some games because of his back spasms that have flared up, costing him some games here lately as well. I am not going to get mad at the team as long as they are within the amount of games they are from the Mariners when this series starts next week. Yes, I would like them to get an actual playoff spot. Yes, when they got one game back, and I'm like, ooh, I got excited like a little kid on Christmas. Like, but can we come in here on Monday and talk about them tied for a playoff spot and now they're two games back? All of that is true. Their problem is their next four series are either going to bury them or make me or be a playoff team. There's really no in between. I don't think they'll still be hovering somewhere in no man's land, a game back hoping for a win or loss. Guardians, Phillies, Mariners, like it's just do or die now. You're either going to be a playoff team after these four series and you're going to be in a playoff spot. You're not going to be still begging a game and a half, two games back with eight to play, hoping that one of those teams loses a series. I think you're either going to play yourself out or play yourself in over these next few.
Yeah, I'm just kind of, they're in the exact same spot that they've been in for a week. This is the exact same story, but there's less games to overcome. And now their star player is out with back spasms, potentially for another couple nights. Like, I don't think anybody necessarily expects them to have him back immediately. So that's problematic for them for obvious reasons based off of the stretch they're in. But, you know, are we going to sit here a week from now and say, hey, they're only two back, but then they're down to 12 games remaining? Like, at some point, you have to go and get a sweep. Like, the fact that they won games against the Twins without Bobby Wood Jr., I know you're going to say, that's a positive, sure. But, like, it can no longer be this, like, well, they're just hanging around. Like, they have to go and take it, and that's why this Mariners series next week is going to be massive. Do you actually believe that they will be within two or three by the time they play the Mariners? They have four against the Guardians this week, and then they obviously have a weekend series as well. And that's the issue.
Really,
like, they actually have to be able to, at minimum, split at minimum with the Guardians, but that, as we know, is not really good enough.
Mariners take on the Cardinals at home, where they are significantly better. And obviously the Cardinals have been pretty mediocre a good chunk of the year, but certainly not a laughing. They're not a pushover by any means, but have not been particularly good. And then they have the Angels, a team that did beat the Royals quite a bit, but are not a good baseball
team. If you're banking on them just next week sweeping the Mariners, like, look, I would love for that to happen, but boy, oh boy, even that means you still need to be within two or three. If you were to slip up this week and you're four or five back, you could sweep the Mariners and it still wouldn't be good
enough. At this point, so, I do expect them to be within two or three games, because if there's one thing I would say is
you think
probably,
they can stay that if Bobby misses another two or three games?
Yes, because I think that this team's single, maybe greatest attribute is fight. Like, there were times in this, like, they don't look like it on the field. I'm like, This team has had to scrap a huge chunk of the year.
Oh, I don't question the effort
claw,
at all.
Scratch,
I'm not questioning
fight,
the effort.
Dig. I'm not you. Like, fans in general be like, this team doesn't seem like they got any fight. What do you mean? I already mentioned all the injuries they've been having to go through, and they have managed to claw and scratch and stay in this thing somewhere, somehow, some way. So at this point, look, I'm hoping that Cole Reagans, who pitched 3 shutout innings and looked awesome in his AAA stuff, I'm hoping they call him up and start giving him 4 or 5. Because at this point, they got nothing to lose in that department. The whole thing on Cole Reagans' goal, we knew this entire time. Cole Reagans was never going to come back and pitch for this team unless they needed him to pitch for this team. They got 19 games left. They need Cole Reagans. Because of the amount of time he's missed, Lugo's missed, Lorenzen, who's missed time on the IL, they've missed 4/5 of their starting rotation from the beginning of this year at some point in the rotation this year. Some for half the season, some for all the season, some for multiple IL stints. They're relying on Burgert and Kolek. And I mean, all kinds, get Reagans back in here. And I think they'll find some, maybe not even pretty way to stay within 2 or 3 games of Seattle before that series starts. Is it a long shot to say you got to sweep the Mariners? Hell yeah, it's a long shot.
They just put up 18 runs last night.
But at least they'll still be in it. At least like they are today, playing meaningful baseball on September 8th. I'll take that. Like, I know that it sounds like someone called it loser's mentality last time. And I get it. Because I've talked about this as it comes to football fans and teams who don't understand winning. But the truth is, as a Royals fan, we know very little about winning. I mean, very, very little. Gold, you were born in the early 1990s. I always forget, 91 or 92?
91.
I always want to say 92. I'm always trying to make you younger. 1991, I was born in 1985. In those time, the Royals have less than, probably, 5 winning seasons. 13, 14, 15, last year... 2003. So like, I mean, it's not many winning seasons in the time that we've been born. I guess I get 85 when they won the World Series, but I wasn't alive for it. The time I can remember baseball being played. They have not been a competitive organization for a huge majority of my life. They were for a short period of time competitive 2013, 14 and 15. And it was glorious. And 16, I would argue they were competitive. They just came up short and injuries got them. Since 16, they were awful until they finally got things figured out last year. And now I'll take competitive. I'll take meaningful baseball on September 8th for now. Will that last forever for me? Will that be satisfying enough forever? No.
No, I understand that. Now, we can have that conversation at the end of the season. Right now, though, I'm talking about, are they going to get into the postseason?
I think they will, because that's where they've been a huge chunk of this year.
And what's going to be required to get into the postseason? And I'm just saying, like, this week, they cannot lose any more ground than where they're at. They have to stay within two, if you're banking on the Mariners series. But that's the thing. Like, ideally, of course, you're already in a playoff spot and the Mariners go cold this week or something like that, because no matter what you're banking on the Mariners series, I'm just saying you have to be within two and a half. Sure. If you've slipped to 4 going into the Mariners series, then you are requiring yourself to sweep them to even have a chance in the final 10 games or whatever it would be at that point in time. That's all I'm saying. Is like, this week, every week's massive and all that, but without Bobby now, it looks like
4-3,
for a couple more days.
What would you take?
Yeah, that's the minimum. That's the minimum they have to go.
4-3,
because
5-2.
The Mariners, I don't know, who do the Mariners play this week?
I just said it. It's not good. Angels for 4.
Angels, okay.
And then they've got the Cardinals.
Cardinals tonight, actually. They start with the Cardinals. That's what it is.
Yep. Cardinals and then 4 against the Angels.
Okay.
But yeah, I don't know, man. Weirdly enough, it's been a fun season because they've managed to stay in it. But yeah, I'm not – like earlier, the text line sent out their stats in right field, DH, and left field. It's like they're the worst in baseball offensively. I'm like, yeah. Oh, by the way, I didn't even need to know that stat. I just assumed that they were the worst in baseball in those areas. And do I still have questions over, like, I don't understand when the righty's in the lineup and Cags and Jensen are both out of it. I yesterday was texting someone because – they said they were going to use Carter Jensen and Jack Caglione in pinch hitting situations where they could impact the game the most. And the truth is, in the bottom of the 5th inning, with 2 runners on, when you're trailing by 3 and Luke Maley's coming up to bat, I'd hit Carter Jensen. I'd let him have a chance to put the ball over the wall and let him catch the final 4 innings of the game and see where things goes. But there seems to be a part where the Royals don't want to overwhelm Carter Jensen still, don't want to overwhelm Cags, and don't want to rely on 2 rookies to help push him over the edge. But what I don't understand about that is they've had to rely on Burgert and Kolek and Noah Cameron and all these other guys to help get him there. And if you're going to have injuries like Bobby Wood Jr., well, then same problem as a week ago, Gold. You need the fireworks to try to get as many as you can of these next 7 before you take on Seattle.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.